This is A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University will celebrate the annual National Day of Writing a little different this year. Instead of celebrating it on one day, it'll actually take place over the course of a week. The festivities are scheduled to take place during the week of October 22nd through the 26th, and we'll have more detailed information during next week's A-State Connections on KASU. The National Day on Writing at Arkansas State will kick off Thursday night with a live performance of a staged reading of the stories from Arkansas death row inmates. It's called On the Row. Telling us more about this writing project is Dr. Christy Costello. She's an associate professor of English and is director of Arkansas State's writing program and the Writing Center. She gives the backstory as to how the project started.
For the last couple of years, I guess, there have been a group of writers in Arkansas, myself included, who have been going into prisons and doing writing groups. And it's completely voluntary, but basically we wanted to empower the men and women who are incarcerated to tell their stories and to work through those stories and to work through some of those traumas and to reflect on the ways in which they've changed. And so what we found is that they did feel incredibly empowered by writing, and news began to spread. So in 2016, the prison project, the director, who's Kathy McGregor, was contacted by Varner Prison, and all of this is taking place in Arkansas. She was contacted by Varner Prison in Gould, Arkansas, and they had 34 death row inmates. And they wanted us to basically go in and do a writing project with the death row inmates. 11 of those death row inmates agreed to be a part of the project and basically began getting together to write and share their writing about once a month. As the project went forward, we actually, four of the men on death row were basically slotted for execution. In February of 2017, the governor of Arkansas announced that the state would execute 8 men over 10 days because there were execution meds that were getting ready to expire. 4 of those men were actually participating in the Prison Story Project. 2 of our participants were given last-minute stays, and they were given those last-minute stays based on their writing. And 2 of the other men, Jack Jones and Kenneth Williams, were executed. So we met with And I wasn't one of the people who met with, but the Prison Project director and David Jolliffe, who was leading the group, met with all of these men who, at this point, anybody who's been in a writing group knows that you become a family, and they were incredibly upset, and they wanted to find a way to make their work meaningful beyond the prison. And so they decided together that they were going to take their stories and that they were going to give them to a local playwright and work together to create a play. The resulting play is called On the Row, and Jack Jones and Kenneth Williams' stories are in that play as well. And since then, they performed at the prison, and it went incredibly well. They decided to do a couple of other performances, and then we basically decided to apply for a Mid-Atlantic Arts Council grant, which is allowing us to take the play all over the state of Arkansas. And so we're taking a free production of On the Row, the play that is the result of the stories of 11 men who were on death row, to high schools, universities, prisons, and juvenile detention centers, juvenile prisons all over the state.
What are some of the stories there? I know you can't go into all of them because we wouldn't have time, but maybe an example of one of the stories that's featured in this play.
Yeah, so we've been told not to talk about the individual stories only because it's so much more powerful when you're seeing it on stage. But what I can say is that a lot of the men and women who have been incarcerated that have been working with the writing project, and particularly the 11 men who are chronicled in On the Row, they're able to kind of target these points in their lives when they were faced with the decision and ended up making the wrong choice. And a lot of them also come from families where one or two, if not many of the people in their family have also been incarcerated. So the play is a really great way to kind of consider this kind of cycle that it can be easy for families to get into, where when one person is in prison, then that becomes sort of a family business that someone else takes over. And so this idea that a family with one person in prison can very easily become a family full of prisoners. One of the things that I'm finding about the play, and I've only been able to see it once so far, is the way in which it reminds you of the humanity of people that you don't often think about.
Right. Dr. Christy Costello joining us, talking about the play On the Road that'll be coming up. So what do you hope that the public will get after they view this play?
I think that witnessing the humanity of people who are incarcerated, I think, is certainly something that appeals to me. As the Writing Center director, as a writing teacher, as the director of writing, the co-director of the National Day on Writing, all of these things, I think what sticks out to me is just the wonderful power of writing to empower and change perceptions and change minds and in a very literal way, in terms of the Prison Writing Project, save people's lives.
Dr. Christy Costello talking about On the Row, a stage reading from Arkansas Death Row Inmates. Performance takes place Thursday, October 18th at 7 o'clock at the Carl R. Ring Student Union Auditorium on the Arkansas State University campus. The event is free, and it is open to the public. A $10 donation is encouraged. More information on this can be found by calling 870-972-2429. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.